Look at you, laying there all naked and waiting for me. Just what am I going to do with you today? You were so good the last couple of days, but I feel like we can do more. Go further, really ride the edge. Do you want to do that? Yes, of course you do. So let's do it. Take hold of your dick. Squeeze it. Show me how you're getting harder and harder with anticipation. Ah, look at you. Okay, when I count to zero, I want you to start to stroke your cock for me. But don't move until I get to zero. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, wait a sec. I almost forgot. Remember I made you roll that dice before you came to play with me today? You've got the number, right? Good. I've randomly assigned release words to each number. So listen for your brand new one now. Number 1, aching. Number 2, throbbing. Number 3, pounding. Number 4, trembling. Number 5, dripping. Number 6, sucking. I'll say these 6 sultry words at some point, in no particular order. When you hear your word, you can start stroking yourself for me. If you need to pause so you don't go over the edge, you may do so. But I don't want your hand to leave your dick when you pause. Understood? Good boy. You're still holding on to your cock, right? You just don't want to let go. You're secretly worried that I won't let you touch yourself again if you do, huh? Well, if you weren't, I guess you are now. But I'm going to be nice today. You can touch it today. Hold it tight. But until you hear your release word, you better not move your hand at all. Or your hips. I know your tricks. No rocking or thrusting is allowed until I've given you your release. I want you to be laying perfectly still until then. Like a statue. A big, hard, horny statue. I like the thought of that. My own fuckable toy that only moves when I command it to. Would you want to be that for me? I would have so much fun with you. Just the thought of you laying there, naked, stiff, all vulnerable, completely willing to let me do anything. Where would I even begin? I know what I would do. I would test you. I'd make sure you were as obedient to me in person as you are like this. I would kneel on the bed beside you and tell you to keep perfectly still. I would slowly unbutton my shirt and let it fall open and slide down my arms and onto the floor. My nipples are so sensitive, so I would immediately start to tease them through my bra. Okay, I may have just started to do that right now, actually. It wouldn't be long before my bra joined my shirt on the floor. Oh, that's better. Do you like watching me play with my tits? I bet you want to touch them. I bet you'd love it if I leant forward and slid your aching cock between them, squeezing them tight around you, pinching my nipples and feeling you swell. Or what if I showed you what was underneath my skirt as I knelt beside you on the bed? Would you prefer that? Me slowly moving the skirt further up my thighs, spreading my legs, watching your reaction as you realize I don't have any panties on. I wonder how loud you'd moan when you saw my delicious little pussy already so wet for you. Yeah, you would like that, wouldn't you? What if I moved my hand between my legs and played with my clit for you? Do you think you could handle that? How much is your cock trembling right now at the thought of being forced to watch me slide a finger inside of myself? How hard would it be to not just grab me and throw me down on the bed and have your wicked way with me? Because let me tell you, I am still as horny as I was on day one of this. Let me tell you a secret. Remember how I said I was going to play with my favorite glass dildo the other day? Well, I did have fun, but I didn't orgasm. I edged myself, just like you've been doing. So I bet you can imagine how wet I am right now. I'm absolutely dripping. I think if I were next to you right now, and I saw your throbbing cock, I wouldn't be able to help myself. I would slide my finger out of my pussy and slowly trace a sweet, wet circle on the head of your dick. I would lean over you and lick my juices off of you. I would then take you in my warm, soft mouth and start sucking on you. I would feel your cock twitching in my mouth as I ran my tongue around the tip while sliding you in and out, in and out. But we wouldn't stop there, would we? I would straddle you and tease us both by rubbing your lovely, hard cock against my deliciously wet pussy. I would rock my hips back and forth, back and forth. And once you were nice and wet, I would very, very, very slowly slide you into me. Oh, yes. I would push you all the way inside of me, as deep as you can go. And I would hold you there, neither of us moving, just looking at one another, enjoying how our bodies felt in this moment, our hearts pounding, me with your cock filling every inch of me, and you feeling how tight I was gripping you, how hot and wet I felt. I would lean forward, your dick sliding out of my pussy as I put my hands on either side of you, my mouth against your ear. Do you want to fuck me? Say it. Say you want to fuck me. Say it again. Beg. Here's the thing. I want you. I want you to stop stroking your dick now, because you are not allowed to come today. Now, let go. Put your hands up underneath your head so you're resting on them. And you stay like that until your dick goes soft. You so much as touch yourself, and you will be in trouble. Do you understand me? Good boy. Now, enjoy the rest of your day. I will see you tomorrow. Oh, and don't forget to bring the lube. Mwah.